Welcome to our 9 o'clock Mass as we begin this evangelization day here at St. John's Parish. Today we, after this Mass, all the volunteers that are going out, members of the Legion of Mary and other parishioners, will meet over in the parish center and then have the training meeting and go out and do about 2 hours of home-to-home visitation, door-to-door visitation, come back for lunch and then have their wrap-up meeting where you share your reports on the people that you visited. You'll go through a very good training with Brother Kevin Degnan, but I wanted to give an opportunity to speak to all of you and give you also some suggestions and tips and principles for evangelization, how to bring other people closer to God. And hopefully you can use these suggestions on your door-to-door visitations today. As members of the Legion of Mary and, of course, Catholics, we try to always work in union with our Blessed Mother. We try to think with Mary's mind and love with Mary's heart, speak with Mary's words, and we try to imitate her virtues when we go out visiting people. When you meet people, we want to show humility. We want to show kindness and gentleness and a sincere love for them, to be genuine, to be joyful, to make a good impression upon them. Our job, as great Bishop Sheen said, the three ways that people become Catholic or get converted, usually the first way is through kindness. And then he said the second way was through kindness. The third way was kindness. And of course, the great Bishop Sheen said that this was one of the greatest things that we can do as Christians, is to be kind to one another, to be charitable, to be loving, to be nice to others. So this is how we approach people when we visit them. We also, of course, send our guardian angel out ahead of us to prepare the hearts of those that we will visit. We pray for the people that we're going to visit. For those that are not going out knocking on doors today, we invite you to pray for all those that will be meeting, that their hearts will be opened to the message of learning more about our Catholic faith and visiting our church. Going out to evangelize is like being a gardener planting seeds. Sometimes we never see the fruit until years later. Sometimes the seeds that we plant today will bear fruit. Maybe somebody will join RCIA. Maybe they'll come back to the Catholic faith. Sometimes when we go out, sometimes we are picking ripe tomatoes. Sometimes people are just ready to become Catholic. I would say 5 or 10% of the people that you visit today will come back to the Catholic faith because a nice person like yourself invited them to come back. Others will join RCIA because you invite them and say, has the thought of becoming a Catholic ever occurred to you? We are there, of course, to plant some seeds that will grow, but also sometimes we're there to harvest the seed that was planted years ago, perhaps in Catholic school, or perhaps through a relative or friend. So first of all, we try to establish a nice relationship with the people, to make friends with them, and we always ask them to pray for us. And before we leave the home, we always ask, can we pray together? Can we say the Lord's Prayer together for peace or for Christian unity? And then ask them, is there anything that they would like to pray for? Usually they have a sick relative or a friend, and so we pray together. What a great way to show Christian unity. So always pray together before we leave. And of course, if they're a Catholic family, besides the Our Father, say the Hail Mary with them as well. And see if there's anything we can do for them. Maybe we can be of service. Perhaps they have, you know, children that need to join religious education. Perhaps they have babies that need to be baptized. Perhaps they need a marriage blessed in the church. And you're there, you're a missionary, you're an apostle being sent by the priests of our parish, by Jesus Christ Himself, to be an instrument And then, of course, if they need anything, a spiritual need, we, of course, will let them know that, yes, we'll follow up and make sure that we can help them and their family situation to come back to the church or to learn more about our Catholic faith. So there are different opening lines that we can give when we knock on the door, but I've always liked the one, as you knock on the door, you give a big smile and say, "Hi, we're visiting all the homes in our area on behalf of St. John the Apostle Catholic Church. We're here to invite you to visit our new church and to learn more about our Catholic faith." So that is one example of an opening approach. In that opening approach, they know that they're not being singled out. We're visiting all the homes in the area. And if you happen to live in Leesburg, say, we're your neighbors, you know, visiting all the homes in the area. And make sure you say, St. John the Apostle Catholic Church across from Ida Lee, so they know where it is. And let them know that you're Catholic. You're not. That's very important because, first of all, they'll be very shocked that a Catholic is out knocking on doors. They'll be so relieved that it's not a Jehovah Witness or a Mormon. And so you will be surprised of how many people will, you know, 25% of the people you visit will be Catholic, either lapsed Catholics or active Catholics. So one out of four people you visit will be Catholic. And when you let them know that you're not there to collect any money, you're not there to do any fundraising, you are there to invite them to visit our new church, because many of them have not been inside. They've driven by, but they've not been inside. And to learn more about our Catholic faith. The next point is very important. You want to get into a conversation with them. How do you get into a conversation? You ask them a question. I always like to ask the question, do you happen to be from any particular religious background? So I particularly like that question. It's not offensive. Do you happen to be from any particular religious background? This is then when you find out what their situation is. They could say, oh, we're parishioners of St. John's. And if that's the case, wonderful. And then you ask them about if they're involved in any organizations or Bible studies or Knights of Columbus or Legion of Mary, if they are, you know, involved and know about all the different activities like Eucharistic adoration in the chapel and things like that. And then you try to encourage them to keep growing in their faith. If they say they're a lapsed Catholic, that's when you get into the conversation to invite them back and to encourage them to rediscover their Catholic faith. If they're not Catholic, we say, well, you're always welcome to join us. Please come and visit our church. We have classes starting in September, RCIA, to learn more about our Catholic faith. And then, so no matter what they say, you know, have a response to that. And again, you'll go through a lot more training in the meeting in about an hour. But, of course, try to leave them some literature. We have wonderful packets of Catholic information and literature that they can have and they can learn more about. We have our parish bulletins. We have 1,000 extra copies of our parish bulletin. So we leave them something, if at all possible, perhaps a miraculous medal. We, of course, if we get into a religious conversation, we, of course, want to just make the simple points of that our Lord Jesus Christ founded our church 2,000 years ago, that we're so blessed to have, you know, 7 sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus in Holy Communion. If at all possible, we want to bring up the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, in Holy Communion, and of course, our Blessed Mother. How Mary is the spiritual mother of all of us, and she wants to lead us closer to Christ. So it's very simple. We keep it simple. We try to engage in a friendly dialogue, and that person-to-person contact of love and concern and genuine sincerity will hopefully help them to rediscover their Catholic faith. As we know, the largest denomination in America is Catholics. The second largest denomination is fallen away Catholics. So we have a lot of people out there that we want to invite back to rediscover their Catholic faith, and always to plant a seed by saying, has the thought of becoming a Catholic ever occurred to you? And sometimes they'll say yes, sometimes they say no. If they say no, we say, well, you're always welcome. You're always welcome to learn more about our Catholic faith and to grow deeper in your relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Lastly, today is the feast day of St. Pius V, the great saint of the 16th century, one of the greatest popes in the history of the Church. St. Pius V was the great rosary pope. He's the one who established the feast day of the Holy Rosary. He's the one who had all of Christendom pray for a victory, a Christian victory at the Battle of Lepanto with the Christians against the Turks. If the Turks had won that battle, all of Europe would have become Islam, Muslim. And so thanks be to God, St. Pius V, through the power of prayer, through the power of the Holy Rosary, asked the entire Church to pray the Rosary to safeguard our Christian faith, our Catholic faith. And a great battle was waged that day. And thanks be to God, the Christian force won, and Europe remained Christian in those times. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Pius V, asking him to intercede for all of us, to have a great love of Jesus and our Blessed Mother, and a great love and devotion to the Holy Rosary. Through the intercession of St. Pius V, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.